Hail to the Geek. It's GRD's Weekly. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Hi.
To the stuff, the funness that is GRD's Weekly episode number
185.
So weird.
Yeah.
187? We're going to do a murder show? I have no idea.
Oh, that'd be great.
Who are we going to kill? I don't know.
Code Poet.
That's a real person, Bruce.
Nobody knows who he is anyway.
Did you see what I put on his Facebook wall today?
No.
They've made a Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah.
Zentai suit?
Bike suit.
The skin suit for bikers. So, welcome. That's the kind of show you've joined, folks. Hi, we're the wonderful folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us. You love us. We're on that there Facebook, the Twitter, and our world-famous, you know, forums that people sometimes drop by when they kind of think about it. The people hitting you up this week with that there is the Flintstress.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
That there be the Bruce.
Now beat it before I get Cambodian on your ass.
Hi. I am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of America!
Yeah!
So,
I love that movie.
It's a good movie. It's a damn fine time. What have you been doing, Geeky? Yeah?
Tons of stuff. I didn't write it down as consistently as I have in the past, but whatever.
You mean last week?
Yeah, last week. In 2 weeks. I've done it 2 weeks, but that's
okay. It's a trend now.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it's a trend killer.
Inconsistent trend at this moment.
Can't be called a trend if it's inconsistent.
Well, you're the one that, you know, I'm just going by your words.
Okay. We watched Top Chef Seattle, the Top Chef Seattle.
How have
I never had any hard time with that before?
Whoa.
I'm sure I probably have.
See how I let that just go by? Look at me. I am the perfect gentleman.
You are.
Thank you.
Indeed. As much as Archer.
I appreciate that.
And Josie finally went home, so yay!
Indeed, woo.
So that was a good one.
She was annoying.
She was very annoying. Right. And not a very good chef. Not good at time management. I say not a very good chef. I mean, she's obviously like a better chef than me or whatever, but like, you know, she just had, I don't know, her attitude.
She couldn't make green beans edible.
Oh, damn! You should have been here for the pre-show.
One day, kids. One day.
One day. We also watched Once Upon a Time.
We did.
And, you know, showdown. And Belle doesn't remember her memory. And they hit the guy with the car. And he...
Dun,
oh, you were looking at me like weird. And he said he was texting. But we knew he really saw something. You can always tell if somebody's going to be an actual plot point or not based on if you've recognized the actor from anything else. And I can't remember where I know him from. But if you know him from something and you're like, he's from something. So he's going to be... He's going to be a recurring guest star. He's not just some schlub.
Yeah, like Law and Order, the beginning episodes of Law and Order. You see like Alan Alda in the first 5 minutes. He'll be back in the episode.
Yeah. He's the fresh-faced kid. He was that kid in that show Freaky Links on Fox from the creators of the Blair Witch Project. He was in other stuff, but that was like supposed to be his breakthrough role.
Yeah, and that didn't really did it.
Well, no, unfortunately it did not. But
because that's where we're going. Hey, that guy that used to be on that show, with the face.
Maybe like Smallville or something. I mean, I can look him up.
I'm sure he showed up.
We also watched The Office, and this was the one where Daryl interviews for the new...
Nope.
This is the one... That was last week.
Where
this
Daryl
is the
works
one,
there now.
Right, where Daryl works there now on the weekends. And Cece's having a dance recital. And Pam is no good at operating the phone. But when Jim gives her a hard time, she's like, I can hold a rectangle, you know, because that's all you have to do on a phone to... make a video, basically. Uh-huh.
She messes up the video with the thing. Screw that. Jim got to remember, sort of, for the most part, a prank that he staged years ago. Dwight finally uncovered the first clue in the hunt for the Holy Grail.
It was the Dunder Code.
The Dunder Code.
So Jim set up. Jim used to set up elaborate pranks. I mean, he still has done some pranks, you know, in the past couple of seasons. But that was a hallmark of the early part of the show, was Jim's super elaborate, awesome pranks. Like he put the stapler in Jell-O, and just like a whole bunch of other really cool things.
Okay.
And that doesn't sound that great, but it is pretty awesome.
So this is one
that he set up, but that Dwight never just happened to stumble across. I mean, this was in like files in a major file folder filled with other stuff. And he TH'd it and hid stuff all over the office, like in the ceiling. And so he couldn't remember what the end
was. What was it?
Was it no grail? Was it a fake grail? And he couldn't remember what it was.
Good time.
So that was pretty awesome. Parks and Recreation. We had, remind me, I'm trying to remember. I always need to write down like notes about what they're about. Do you remember?
It was about the Parks and Rec department of Pawnee.
Oh,
where Ron
yeah,
gets to watch the kids.
Oh, yeah. And then Anne starts to watch the kids for a little while, and they accidentally let the kids lock themselves in a room, and the kids are like, scissors! And they cut each other's hair off, just like randomly all over the place. Because Anne's a nurse, and so she shows them like stuff from her doctor's bag, and they're like, we're going to do surgery. She needs a haircut. And it's, I mean, it's like snip, snip, like all over the place.
Oh. If what I think is happening, it better not be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. First time I babysitted my kids, yeah, they got a hold of the scissors.
Nice. They kill a vagrant?
No, they didn't, but luckily they didn't touch the bangs. They just got the ponytail a little bit.
Wow.
Stylish vagrant.
That would have been a good one. And then, of course, you know, some of our drops have been from my new favorite show of all time, but Archer was on again.
Yes.
So we saw another episode of Archer.
So you still did not see last week's episode?
No, I have not seen last week's episode. I have seen this one.
Okay.
Yeah. With the, I'm just gay for you.
Right? We're just going to, what do you think about the mantle? It's original molding. We'll just make a bed and breakfast here in Vermont.
Twin Oaks. Come on. Twin Oaks.
That was awesome. And it takes Archer a really long time to figure that out, you know.
Very long time.
So funny. This is his buddy from, you know, back in the day when they were training and he went to go work for Odin instead of Isis. And
but they're best
hilarity
friends.
Ensues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cyril wearing bright orange everything. I'm surprised he didn't have on orange underwear. That was hilarious.
Don't want hunters to shoot you.
Yeah. What about people who are trying to shoot you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So, yeah, that was a good time. It was a good time indeed. Archer back is strong.
Yeah, it's just the most quotable show on TV right now, easily, definitely.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We also watched a movie. It was pretty fun. It was called Frequently Asked Questions About Time Travel. Have you ever seen the previews for this or heard anything about this?
No.
So these guys, one of them is like obsessed with sci-fi time travel. Has already been kind of like researched. They're not like physicists or anything, but they're just guys.
Geeks.
When they work at like a sci-fi theme park, and two of them are dressed up as dinosaurs, and they're just guys. And
it's
in England, and
Of course.
And they go to the pub for a pint, and they meet a time traveler sort of thing, and then hilarity ensues.
Yes. Yes, it does. Mm. It's a very clever movie about time travel that does cover many of the tropes about time travel and presents them in the most realistic way, I suppose, as possible, in that time travel would be really effing boring.
Because I'll just say this one part that was really funny. They go back in time. And so their selves are still there. They're existing in the same space as their selves.
Yeah.
And they don't want to risk a paradox by interacting with their selves. Mm-hmm. So they hide in a cupboard for hours.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, because it was Harry Potter. It was that kind of.
Because they didn't want to mess anything. They didn't want to step on a butterfly or do anything like that. So they just like hid and stayed out of the way.
It was quite a clever little flick.
It was very good. The biggest star in it, if you would be Anna Faris was in the movie. And then Chris O'Dowd was the guy who, if you've seen Girls, he's married to like the artist girl with the long hair in Girls. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And speaking of, we also watched Girls, which wasn't on my list.
Hey.
Which was not on my list. This show is one of these. It's like I look forward to watching it, and I really enjoy the show. But at the same time, it's also so awkward sometimes, and I'm just kind of like, I just can't even watch. But so in this episode, Hannah accidentally gets Adam arrested.
Yep.
Calls. Did you know that if you call 911, apparently in this, I don't know if it's really.
But I'm sure.
If you call 911, but you don't even let it ring, and you just hang up real quick or whatever. 911 will show up at your door.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't pick it up, if you don't, you do dial 911.
It hadn't even rang, though. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess maybe if it had connected at all.
That's why every movie you see where they trace the call, I always laugh my ass off. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Trace the call.
Yeah, we know exactly where you are.
Let's 911. None of it bouncing off of a bunch of satellites. Okay.
Yeah, with your Sprint phone.
Okay.
Shut up.
Hey, if hackers could do it at a phone booth.
Oh, please. You know, get started with that damn movie.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah. And she also, Donald Glover is in the episode as her boyfriend, sort of, but they kind of break up because he's a Republican.
Yeah, Donald Glover is a Republican.
Yeah, Donald Glover as a Republican. And she just realizes that she can't, you know, be with a Republican.
Can't do it.
So just can't do it. But it was, but it's a really, really funny show, and it's good. And what's her name? Her like Jewish cousin Shoshana or whatever, and her little boyfriend. That's funny too. They're just a weird kind of quirky pair. So it is a very good show. We also watch.
There's usually a ton of nudity. It's HBO.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I still don't
have to. And, appreciate you know, that, implied sex in a lot of ways. You know.
Boinky, not boinky, so much boinky. Implied, but yeah.
I mean, you don't actually they're see. It's not a pornographic. Do
it. It could pass like for three softcore. Pumps,
yeah. Two and a half.
It could pass for a Vivid production.
Oh.
Two and a half.
Wow.
No. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
a Vivid TV
on.
Movie.
Okay. Billy on the Street.
Billy on the Street.
On the Street. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, dear Lord.
You're making dreams come true. Billy on the Street.
Yes,
if
Ms.
you have
for
not
a dollar.
Seen this show, have you ever been quizzed in the face? It's on Fuse Network. And I don't even know. It's Funny or Die presents Billy on the Street so that you can look it up on your DVR. And it's a game show where he runs around New York accosting people with a microphone. I know we've talked about it before, but I love, love, love Billy on the Street. And this week he had Nas, the rapper Nas.
Yeah.
Who either like didn't know what the show was or was like brilliantly clever. One or the other. But
former.
It was hilarious. I guess he was just like, your people were like, yes, you need to be on the show. And so, and it was very funny.
Whoa. Did you just make that up?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you.
I did not just make that up, but it was a very funny show.
He won a birdcage. There was no
he was
bird
like,
in
he win
it.
A big prize. So he hands him this huge birdcage.
He's like, nah, man.
No,
he wouldn't even take it.
He was like, no. No, I'm not taking the birdcage.
I'm standing out on the street. You're going to hand me a birdcage.
I don't even have a bird.
He's like, you can buy a bird.
Oh,
it's huge,
God.
Like life-size birdcage. It was very, very, very funny. We also watched Moneyball. Have you seen Moneyball? This is the one with Brad Pitt and Jonah.
Oh, whoa, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They use mathematical, statistical calculations to
yeah,
figure
I have,
out.
I have seen this one.
Baseball and the Oakland A's and all that. I mm-hmm. actually thought this was a really good movie. It kind of like made me go, oh. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, you know, like that you could look at statistics. And I know that everybody does that now, like all major sports teams, like really look at all of those types of things. And, you know, you think about like where the placement of the ball is and you watch all this footage and everything. So it was just a really cool, cool movie. And I've already got the wheels spinning in my head for like roller derby applications of this. And I'm like, well, we don't have a statistician. Maybe we can get a college intern or something. I don't know. So we're going to change the game. And figure it
for,
out.
For college interns.
Or something.
Yeah, we're going to get a college intern for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
I'm just saying.
An economics or a statistics major. We'll find a statistic major. Blah. Mm-hmm. We will find
a statistics major.
Who needs, what, 100 hours?
Who needs credit hours for school. We're a nonprofit professional sports team.
Boom.
And we'll get a statistician out of the deal. And they're going to crack the code of roller derby. But no, things like, if you think about, like, we don't scout the other teams that we play that much. You'd think that we would. I mean, sometimes we try to watch footage of them if we can find it and mm-hmm. kind of get a handle on, like, what kind of game they play. But, like, if we had a dedicated person who was just, their assignment was to, like, watch all the footage of the teams that we're about to play and also watch all of our past footage to analyze our playing style and give us, like, tips based on trend analysis. I don't know. I'm just, like, totally all about that.
The kind of stuff that I normally do at the end of the game where I'm like, okay, this is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to have somebody doing a kind of like aggregate data would be very, very cool.
Gosh, if only I could be an intern. Oh, wait, no. No,
no.
You don't
no.
need credit hours, but somebody somewhere does.
That's tradable.
We've also
been Van Wilder
playing some video gaming. Lego games are kind of our thing right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're playing Lego Lord of the Rings, which has been kind of my obsession for a while. It's been like the go-to game for us to play when we're like, ooh, or we could play. So I'm playing as Aragorn, and I'm at Minas Tirith, after Minas Tirith, like after basically the big battle, and we're all like, all right, well, let's go march on Mordor.
Right.
I stop, and I look at this sign. I look at the sign, and it says, like, do you look at the sign? Like, it popped up a menu, and my options were, like, free pay, play, or story mode. Well, I hit story mode because I was like, okay, we're playing story mode. And it transported us to Frodo and Sam and Gollum back when they're in the marshes, something we had already played, like, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out how to get back out to it and, like, if it saved our progress of where we were as far as the story.
Mm-hmm.
So when we tried to exit out and go back into it, it was having us – it let us go back to, like, Legolas and Aragorn's story, but it was like, further back in their story. I don't know. So we have to go back to it and see if, like, maybe it somehow has saved our most forward of the progress. Because it was just kind of like, well, I won't look at any signs anymore. Damn it.
So, in other words, every time you look back, you're going to end up in The Hobbit.
Nice. We've unlocked the Hobbit.
You've unlocked the Hobbit. Awesome. Keep backing up enough times. Look at enough sides, you're going to end up in the Hobbit.
Saturday Night Live, not this. We didn't watch the one from this weekend, but from one before, had a pretty funny Hobbit parody where they said, instead of making it three movies, it's going to be like 18 movies. And it's like Hobbits in the Hood. And like,
was it like
they spend a whole movie.
Oh, we forgot something back in the shot. Like,
Hobbit 7, Gandalf chases a leaf. I mean, it was just a really funny sort of like nth degree of them stretching the movie out. It was pretty funny. So I was kind of frustrated with Lego Lord of the Rings. So I was like, you know what we haven't played in a while is Lego Batman 2, exactly. DC Superheroes.
Yeah.
So really, really fun. So we played for a while. I mean, we're playing as Batman and Superman together. And it makes sense because there's things that like Superman has to do, you know, like there's certain items that he has to burn with his heat vision in order to make it so that Batman can get across to where they need to go. Because Superman can just fly over there and do whatever he wants. And he's kind of a dick. You know, he's Superman. And he's just kind of like, ha ha, big boy, boys. So there's this natural like animosity they exist because like you want to help each other out, but you also sort of mess with each other as you go. I almost said a bad word. And sure. So it's just a hilariously fun game. And they've considered the things that you need to be Superman or those things that you need to be Batman, and each of their special, you know, skills that they bring to the table. There's stuff that only Robin can do. When you have Robin, there's different. I love this game. I cannot wait for Lego Marvel. I think that's just going to be like
Lego Marvel.
So I'm ready for that one too.
We just got to the point where Lex and the Joker just raided the Batcave and stole all the kryptonite that Batman has.
Oh.
He was, you know, compiling it just in case Superman ever goes bad.
Yeah, it's the whole Doom. Yeah.
Exactly. So we had a stockpile of kryptonite, and so it's cool, the Joker and Lex Luthor working together against Batman and Superman. Dun, 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 dun. So that game is really fun. Really, really fun. And then we have like 12 minutes left, but I'm still going to count it. We are watching and almost finished watching Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Every now and then, I really like Redbox, but every now and then, if it's been a while since we've rented a Redbox movie, they'll be like, hey, here, have a free movie.
It's been a whopping 2 weeks now, I think.
I know, right? Oh, hey, so they just keep giving us free movies, and we're like, hey, thanks, okay, Redbox. Sure. Okay.
I drive by here every day. Going to work, so.
Yep, drop it off. And so, that movie is... He hasn't kicked a bee yet, but he's just about done everything else. Let's just say that. There is a scene where a vampire picks up a horse and throws a horse at Abraham freaking Lincoln. It's seriously like my favorite movie. Like it was awesome. It is so awesome.
She is laughing so hard she's crying right now.
If you have not seen this movie, I mean, you know exactly what it's about from the beginning, and it just goes there, and
it's
just
a great free
awesome.
Rental. I'll tell you that. Yeah,
it okay, really, there you really go. Is.
I
awesome.
Can't imagine. I couldn't imagine have gone to that, like pay full price at the movies for this and deal with like the people that would have been there. You
oh
know
no,
what
see,
mean?
I would have liked to see this at midnight.
See, a midnight thing
first
maybe
came out. Yeah, because this movie is just
that
awesome.
Might have been the time. That might have been the only time.
Awesome, awesome. And the vampires are pretty scary. I mean, they're beastly. Except they don't go with any of the traditional vampire conventions. And I know you don't have to be Bram Stoker in order to be a vampire, okay? But they're fine in the sunlight. They're nobody staking anybody through the heart. They're using silver bullets, silver hatchets, silver everything
silver.
To kill them.
Because they're and werewolves yes, too now.
Right. Well, they still have the decapitation element. Like, decapitate will still kill it. But other than that, it's just kind of like, okay, guys, come on. They're not really afraid of fire. I don't know. It's just kind of like somebody was just decided to do everything different just to do it differently. You know what I mean? Like not for any good rhyme or reason. Well, there's no explanation for deviating from the convention.
If they're not going to get the Abraham Lincoln story right, why mess with getting the vampire thing right?
How do you know it's not right? They're merging it pretty well. They're merging it pretty well. Quite well, I'd say. Quite well.
His best friend and chief advisor in the White House is a black man.
Yeah. It's the secret diary happens. Of Desmond for Pfeiffer all over again. Classic Pfeiffer. Classic.
I reserve the right to chime in later, but that has been my geeky sweek.
All right. One of the greatest shows that have been on television for a while and now off, American Horror Story.
American Horror Story.
Oh my God. This was amazing.
How's that for a season finale?
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Okay, did you almost shed a tear?
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my
God. They even managed a way to write off the stupid-ass alien storyline and give it some sense of not being the completely pointless thing that it overall was.
Yeah, I mean, it was... it was kind of pointless. And it was just one of those nice little, hey, let's just F with people for a while.
You know, I just looked at the whole thing. The whole season is like just horror from almost every aspect that you could possibly find for that time frame.
Let's screw everything.
Because, I mean, you know, the alien thing was starting to become in the public consciousness around this time.
Yeah.
So for that part of it fitting in there, I can agree with that. If you look at every other thing that was in there. And I mean every one of them.
I think the creature from the Black Lagoon was not in there.
Right.
Yeah, but that's about it.
You know, zombies, all of these fears existed at this time, and they just took it all together. And I've never seen a season finale take its time and just tell the story of every character.
They took it. The season finale was, what, 2-3 episodes long, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they
but
had the story.
But this last one, it was all character. Mm-hmm. Just all character and beautiful.
And then the last, very last moment, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like, oh, just don't go to the breastfeeding thing. Just, you know, that's fine. Just don't go to the breastfeeding thing.
Oh, come on, Bruce. You're a grown man. You'll
still, no. I'll still go, okay, no.
What an interesting journey these characters did take along along these, what, was it only 13 episodes? I think they're only 13 episode seasons.
I may have been that long.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So an amazing journey from where these people started, who we were rooting for, and who we couldn't stand
and then
see who we're pulling for at the end.
Yeah,
is quite astonishing.
Because sister
Jude.
Yeah. At the end, her final scene, you almost shed a tear. I'm like, you feel sorry for her.
You know, that is a Neil Gaiman moment that happened right there in American Horror Story.
Oh, wow.
Sister Jude's final moment?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
I've said that character absolutely. I've thought of Neil Gaiman every time we've seen that character, and especially right there.
Oh, my God. So, just absolutely just an amazing, amazing
actor. Jessica Lange is going to be back for season 3, folks. Dear God, yes, it doesn't always make sense. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to. Go with it.
Yes.
It's American Horror Story. It's beautiful.
So check out the first and second seasons of that. If you have not by now, we highly recommend it.
Indeed.
A new show that's on the air now with making the game 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon just that much harder or easier, however you say fit. The Following.
Sitting we have this DVR. On our DVR. We haven't watched it yet. So
okay.
No spoilers.
Did you like it?
Yes. Yes, I did. I did this.
We established that if the person says no spoilers, then no spoilers.
Okay. I'm not. I won't give you any spoilers.
It is outside of our time frame, though. Yeah.
They kind of do a little back and forth. They tell the story now. They kind of go back a little bit. They tell a story now. They go back a little bit.
Okay.
They kind of doing the setup, and I get the feeling they're going to do that through the season.
Is the guy going to be Lecter?
No.
Okay.
No. You know who the bad guy is
beginning. No. There's like a Lecter. There's a Silence of the Lambs sort of Lecter from the previews that I've seen.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay. Well,
maybe.
Right. We'll see. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I watched Quicksilver for the love of God. I'll give this a shot.
God, it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth
giving
this a shot.
It's a charming movie in its own right, sir. Much better than this Premium Rush nonsense, Mr. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You talked to Kevin Bacon about Bicycle Messenger.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Tell him.
I need a second hair. You rolled up that awesome movie. Jesus.
No, what?
He broke the Bruce.
Oh, my God.
It had AKA Pablo. No. Well, yeah, that's what people knew him as back then. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Paul Rodriguez. Love you, man.
Let's see. The Americans start next week. That's taking the time slot of American Horror Story. So I'm going to pick that one up as well. Did you see the episode with Jimmy Kimmel Live that made all the news?
The one where Matt Damon took
him?
Yeah. Matt Damon.
Oh, it's like. And they showed it. They started at the beginning was like, and sorry to Matt Damon for we had, you know, bumping Matt Damon. I've been bumped 1,083 times. I have been in the green room 1,083 times waiting. They wheel him out in an office chair with a tie in his mouth. And he sits in the back. And Jimmy Kimmel sits in the background as Matt Damon's doing the whole intro, did the whole episode.
Wow.
And then he starts reading and it's like, and Jimmy Kimmel is the greatest, but this, that, and a great lover. And wait, who the hell wrote that? Ben Affleck.
Nice.
It's Ben Affleck going, I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I love you, man. And Jimmy Kimmel's in the background going, oh my God, I love you, man.
You know, more comedic genius from the one and only
Matt Damon.
So we do thank you for that.
He's a little cardboardish, but that's okay.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Some of our great shows are back as well. Young Justice, Green Lantern, The Ultimate Spider-Man. They've all started. They're all...
Well, all on my DVR.
Good. Good.
Because we missed like the first one, so we had yes. to catch up.
But like Ultimate Spider-Man, from when it comes on and what I have, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I will be recording them on Friday at noon.
That's
how I'll be getting them.
It's like I have to time schedule everything that I want to record because they like record two or three different things at the same time.
Bastards.
Yeah.
And it's not a TiVo and can't figure it out on its own. TiVo figured that shit out.
TiVo was smart.
My DVR does it. It figures it out.
This one doesn't do it. I don't know.
It's okay. Mine stops recording and stupid stuff like that. Young Justice, you are going to start seeing new superheroes.
Okay.
Some new, some old. Well, some relatively new,
which
some
means
really old.
Zatanna is grown up all up in that show.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Saying. No. She's actually not. Well, I'm talking.
I don't care.
Ones we have not seen on this show to this point.
Well, we saw quite a few at the beginning. So I mean, okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I've got to delve into my animated goodness.
One of my the old Super Friends.
Really?
One of the old Super Friends. You know it's going to be coming soon. Very soon.
Okay. Anokja? No. I'm not going to announce it.
Don't do it. King of the Nerds is another show that's been on the air. This stars Robert Carradine and Curtis Armstrong from Revenge of the Nerds. And this is a show that I actually talked to you about, told you about many, many months ago when they were hiring, they were trying to get people on the show.
Yeah.
It's a fun, interesting little show. The problem is some of the people are unwatchable.
Okay.
They have
caricatures of nerds or no?
No, they're real nerds. They've got personalities, but the personalities suck.
Is it possible that some of the people there are that guy?
Oh.
It's a house full of them.
Oh, they're that girl and that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Curtis Armstrong is the best part of this show, and he's hilarious.
Well, yeah.
He takes the lead. It's supposed to be like the two of them being the lead.
Right.
And no. The other one's kind of like in the background.
I don't know what to do.
He'll pop up a little line every once in a while. Curtis Armstrong just takes the show over. It's funny.
I was a real actor once. I could have been on ER.
No. No. Wow. No. Damn. Sorry, dude. No. there is the second episode I watched was they had to do cosplay. And they had five people on each team, and they had to come up with their own characters, their own realm. And one team pulled it off really, really well. And the other team, cardboard and duct tape. Kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe were they the benders?
No.
Damn.
No. They weren't that good.
I tried.
No. Sorry. Let's see. CPR class. I taught my first class this past weekend. Everything went well except for the misspelling of the word cough and couch. Make sure that the victim can couch effectively. Yeah.
Sleep three comfortably?
Yeah.
Recline if it's fancy.
Can couch because I was like, I got 70 freaking slides. I misspelled one word. Okay.
And, you know, spell check, it's spelled right.
It's spelled correctly.
It's not context check.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not usage check.
Nope, not at all.
Although, if you submitted that, you know, University of Phoenix, it would have.
Really?
You could have submitted that to the CWE, they called it, the Center for Writing Excellence. And it's just a computer-generated thing that'll find what looks like could be odd things.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would find things that were completely fine, but sometimes they would find.
Yeah, the whole screw-up.
Exactly.
Like,
because spell check wouldn't have caught it because it's a real word.
Yes. That might have caught that. That very well could have caught that.
So let's see.
Just become a college student.
God, jeez, I forgot. I missed the biggest thing I did this week. Doctor Who night.
We did not make it out.
I noticed. I was there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you did. the listeners didn't notice, Bruce.
Good job.
No, we weren't feeling well, and it was really, really cold. But how was it fun?
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. I actually dressed up as Matt Smith.
Really?
Yes. I'll even show you the pictures.
Okay.
I have them. And I actually got a very nice picture with a River Song.
Okay, awesome.
My friend Bailey, she had everything. She had the denim, the hair, even the little etching where it said River and Song, said Melody.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, on both sides. Oh, okay, it's cool. Absolutely just an amazing, amazing night. Let's see. The person who won the costume contest was dressed as the TARDIS, made her own TARDIS.
Awesome.
There was a female Dalek. Three Matt Smiths, one or two David Tennants, including the front desk girl, who was, oh, yeah. That was nice.
Nice.
A female David Tennant.
Davida Tennant.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Just the doctor.
Danielle Tennant. It was a very, very fun night. People were geeking out all over the place for that one.
That's good. Maybe they'll do it again.
I hope so. I really, really do. So other than that...
Our idea.
Go ahead.
I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to shop for... and it snowed that night. That was it, too.
Right.
And so we were going to do... the hash lines from the silence.
Yes, there
episodes.
Was one. There was okay. one person like that. There was an Amy Pond dressed as the pirate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fun.
That was a nice one as well. There wasn't any Tom Baker's. There was no celery to be seen.
Nah.
No celery.
Yeah. The classic who. Well, maybe this what's coming up on the BBC will help with that.
Indeed. You know about that tonight, right?
It's tonight, isn't it?
It is. It's tonight.
Okay. What time is it?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
All right, yeah. I'm going to make a phone call and break.
Text somebody.
Yep.
Bastards.
Okay. So other than
keep in mind that William Hartnell moves much slower, especially being the very first episode ever.
Yes, okay. I'm sure. It does.
Right.
So don't have new Who expectations.
Yep. Oh, no. No, I wasn't. But I still got to bring the old school geek because my daughter bought herself a TARDIS dress.
Nice.
Yes.
Very cool. Where'd she get it from?
I don't really remember which website she got it from.
TARDIS Bard?
That would be cool, wouldn't it? Man, she wanted to go that night with me, and I was like, she was just too sick and tired. I was like, I can't go. I was like, fine, screw it, whatever. I got a black lung pop. So that's pretty much been... What? Get in my geeky speech. Just go ahead.
That is not how the voice goes.
Not how it goes.
I don't care.
All right.
I go with authenticity here. Really?
Yes, you do. So, sad to see things go. Fringe has aired its last episode. Fringe is no more. Fringe has gone out, and I love the ride. I absolutely love the ride. I remember when we first started watching Fringe. And like the first four episodes, it's like, okay, you know, this is all right, but it's kind of Monster of the Week, and you know, there's mm-hmm. just the one company, so it's always going to be them. So what's the big deal? I mean, what's the big deal about this show? And then like the next episode, things started falling into place. You're like, oh, wait a second. And then every season, it was a different show. But no matter what show it was, you know, you had the gang. You had you know, Walter. You had Olivia.
Scooby.
Peter. Yeah, you had Astromorphith. You had... I don't know how many different ways he said Astrid's name over the years. I have no idea. I have no idea whatsoever. But this wraps it all up.
A lot, too.
Turns out that Fringe was all about family, fatherhood, and fascism. How about that?
Hey!
And that's so we finally know what it was all about. Does it completely make sense? No. Did it bring a little tear to the eye? Yeah, it did. Did it end kind of the way you thought it would? Yeah, it sort of did, but...
All screwy?
Yeah, and well, they could still do a movie. So if they wanted to do a movie...
Okay.
I don't know how we'd catch everybody else up to what happened, because parallel universes and ones that did exist but now don't, and whatever. So moving right along, boop-a-dome. We watched The Living Daylights. Hi.
The
first of the Timothy Dalton.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we went back in time. That's right, because at the beginning of the Geeky Week is when I forgot to write stuff down. So indeed. I've gotten all this stuff from the later half. So, yeah, this one was, you can tell right from the beginning that something is afoot and, you know, it's going to be maybe not as, like, fun of a movie, but there were definitely fun parts to this.
This did start out, it was still written for Roger Moore initially, because at that point he was hemming and hawing about whether or not to come back one more time.
Yeah.
And then when Moore dropped out, they asked Timothy Dalton, who again had a schedule conflict. And so that's when it went to Pierce Brosnan. And then NBC decided, no, on the very last day that they could, we're going to renew Remington Steele.
Schmucks.
And they were even going to be so nice as to go, well, we can work around your schedule. And the studio's like, no, Remington Steele is not James Bond.
Yeah.
So Timothy Dalton, after being offered the role, what, three or four different times over the film franchise history, finally got to be? He would have...
I have to say, he's a pretty good James Bond.
He is a good Bond. He is very... He was ahead of his time.
Timothy Dalton?
Timothy Dalton movies trying to go more serious and less of the... You got to remember what the Bond movies were at this time. Roger Moore, I love you.
They were not quite campy, But they were getting there.
This is where the gadget trope comes from.
Okay. Like
they went to Moonraker.
They were getting there.
They tried to come back, but they still flirted back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't exactly know what to do with it. So, yeah. You know, so... Anyway, I enjoyed that one quite a bit, so that was pretty good. And do you know who played Felix Leiter in The Living Daylights?
No.
Jack's dad from Lost. How's that random for you, sir?
Yeah.
So we watched...
I was like, I know him from somewhere, and I spent the whole time looking... Oh, and I forgot something else, too, but that's okay.
Okay.
You'll probably remember.
Is it a movie?
No. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get there, too. So she'll go ahead there now since it's been set up. Hey, we watched Caddyshack, which is not what I was going to say that she's forgotten that we watched.
Sorry.
But Caddyshack was on. And
I didn't forget
God,
so much as I left right. you some. God, that movie is so funny. Like, you forget how funny it is.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's just so funny. You see it again. Everyone is acting their ass off in that movie.
Oh, of course they are.
And Rodney Dangerfield's having so much fun.
Yes.
Oh,
with that,
it looks good on you.
This movie was made for him. And
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Awesome.
So, you know, I believe Netflix or somebody has Caddyshack too. No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Go back. It's fun. Caddyshack will still hold up. It's still just a damn fine time.
Yeah, it's from the 70s,
indeed.
But still, who cares?
And?
Yeah, still.
Your mom. So we watched Project X.
Oh, right. Project X.
Yeah, that's
Project
right.
X.
Wasn't that 2 weeks
was it the
ago?
Chimps?
Oh, no. This is one where they have this huge
See,
epic party.
I write things down. You remember the movie that came out over the summer? It's like the where the kids film having like this party and it goes crazy and it's out of control.
Yeah.
Oh, well then who would I talk to about this if we didn't talk about it on the show? I don't know. I've had massive conversations about this. Maybe I just said that people needed to watch it because it was pretty epic.
It was quite. It's the you know, all these movies have a party that escalates. It's just that party.
And then, you know,
it's setting up that party.
Hijinks ensues. It's super bad. It's can't hardly wait. It's all of those movies, you know, rolls up into one.
Somebody loses their virginity.
Right. Except in this one, everything just like goes nuts. I mean, they burn the whole neighborhood to the ground.
Oh, wow.
And that was a spoiler, and I should have said something.
Wow. Yeah. How about
Damn
that?
It.
Did the movie come out less than it came out a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's been on our DVR for a really long time. I should have said something ahead of time.
No, you don't have to. You don't have
wow.
to. You don't have to.
But that doesn't spoil
But you know,
everything.
You go out of town for the weekend and you go, ha ha, don't burn the house down. You know? Wow.
So that was a fun time. That was a fun time indeed.
I thought you were kidding about Don't Burn the House Down.
Nope. You didn't get it notarized. So we also, as far as video games go, Gamefly also sent in Super Monkey Ball, the one for Nintendo where you use the balance board.
We busted out the balance board.
Yep.
We had to like change the batteries in it. It was all like dusty in the back. We had to like get, but it was, so you like balance and you're controlling the monkey ball. It's not like super responsive. I think that, you know, that, but it was as responsive as the what's it called? Balance board ever was. I mean, it was pretty fun.
Yeah,
there were a couple parts of
it's
you have to race
ball.
In your ball and there's bananas and you have to get the bananas and
get to the end before time runs
before
out.
Before time runs out.
Did you play with
very
your
simple.
Butt?
It was fun. Kind of. Yeah, you do kind of play with your – well, no, we didn't sit down on it like Rayman's Raving Rabbids. You just have to shift your weight. So it is kind of, you know, when a good amount of your weight is in your butt, then you do it.
It's a good times there. Let's see. Read all of the Sin City books and the first book in 100 Bullets. So I want to thank Craig once more for sending all those wonderful graphic novels that I'm now going through. God, 100 Bullets. I'd always heard such good things about. It's phenomenal. You would like it.
Oh.
You would like it a lot.
Okay.
Who would I compare that to for you? It's like if I don't know, Seth Harwood was doing a weird government conspiracy story with people being given guns with bullets that are untraceable.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
Anyway,
interesting.
Yeah, it's damn fine time. Well, you know, I can throw you the first book. I've finished that, so there's that.
Okay.
And I still have the Amazing Spider-Man game that's based off the movie. That is the sequel to the movie. And you know, the more I play that, the more I flip and love it because more of it is outside swinging through New York.
Oh, you were complaining about that last week.
I was like, there was not enough of that, and now there's tons of that.
Okay.
Tons of that.
Good.
And it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeously beautiful. I don't know how many comic books I've unlocked, which I just like just swinging through the city and doing that, looking for them. Mm-hmm. I actually like looking for the collectibles because his weird out-of-control style is in control once you know what it is. It's the drunken boxing of Spider-Man.
Oh, game. Wow. Okay. Bring those Jackie Chan.
He's not just like that. You know, he's like leaping off, twisting, twirling in the air, and then you spin webs off of that. It's really, really quite well done.
Nice Jackie Chan reference there, too.
Thank you. You like that? You know how many different people have actually played that character?
Well,
Jet Li has played that character.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Really?
Yes.
Well, generally plunging and drunken.
Once Upon a Time in China. That's him grown
that.
Up.
I didn't see that.
The Drunken Master is Jackie Chan. It's him as a younger.
Yeah.
And then Once Upon a Time in China, Jet Li's playing the grown up, the more adult, after he's done with his drunken boxing stage.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, dude, this guy was, he's a folk hero. There's tons of movies. You remember, what was it the Fist of the Iron Monkey? What it was, the Iron Monkey?
That one with
Donnie Yen?
Yeah,
Iron Monkey with Donnie Yen.
No, don't remember that one.
It was a really awesome movie. The kid, the little boy that's in that, is this character who will grow up to become the drunken master.
Okay. All right.
I'm trying to remember. I don't know what the hell it is. Anyway, yeah, that's what's been going on. Should I add? I got a second job. I've got a second job, everybody.
Yeah, so, you already said that. Mentioned that one.
Did I?
Well, you told me about it.
I told you. I don't know if I told. Yeah. Well, then screw it. We don't need to know about that. It's a second job, and I get to be kind of a Borg with a scanner on my finger, so you can just deal with life because that's how it works.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement, to your underground lair, it's GRD News.
So we're going to Mysticon, yo.
Yes, we are.
And it's getting really damn close, too.
All right. Have you gotten you've gotten your email about which panels you want to be on?
I need to fill that out tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you do.
I need to fill that out tonight, because I did get that. And I
sent that back for my wife and I.
Good.
And I've got to check to see if my daughter's done it yet, too. So.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm going to punch people.
Any panels that you want to mention that you want to be on?
I honestly don't remember what's on there right now. Hey, I want to be at the live taping of GeekRadioDaily.com's show they're doing.
I've asked to be the moderator.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you know about that show?
I don't know.
You know nothing
about
that.
I know nothing
about
that. That's why I'm not on the How to Start a Podcast panel.
Gallifrey Pirate Radio is always a good time.
Oh, we should write him in and make him be on the panel.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm already asked to be on like 6 or 7 panels. There's 2 of them at the same time I want to be on, and I don't know which one I want to be on more.
Put both in case they say screw you and you get either one.
I said this or that.
That'd be hilarious.
I want to be on the match game one.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We could like 2 people in the same window. The 2 of us could be in the same.
You can share a space.
Yeah, share a space.
I need to wait. Oh, I need confirmation on that. No, that's that's something else. Never mind. I haven't got confirmation back on something for a different con.
So, okay. All right. Good.
So, yeah. Mysticon is?
February 23rd and through the 25th.
Okay. Just that one day.
22nd through 24th.
Yeah. Sorry. 20. Yeah. I was close.
And where is it?
The thing is, if you show up on
the 25th.
And where is it?
Yeah, no, 22nd through the 24th. Yep, you were right. In Roanoke, Virginia.
There we go. So
yes, because if you show up on the 23rd, you don't get to see Radagast.
And I don't. Nice, that is true. And I don't know if they're going to do that again this year, but last year, some people like won tickets from like a radio station.
Yeah.
And that guy at the auction like won the Green Lantern
ring.
Movie prop ring.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I won it, but when I found out that he won tickets to go there, I'm like. Okay, no, let this guy have it because that's
just
too cool.
That was good of you.
Yeah.
It is. I'm such a sweet, wonderful human being, and everybody just loves me.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. You all know this, but Jesus God, we've got to talk about it. J.J. Abrams is directing Star Wars?
I have a problem with this.
You have a problem with this?
I think it could be good.
I kind of do. It's the fact that he's doing Star Trek and Star Wars?
Now, see, that's what blows my mind more than anything.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams gets to, like, put back on track both of the major American sci-fi
franchises? Whose secret nephew is he? He must be somebody's secret nephew.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Or I was going to say something cruder, like, you know.
Which couch and casting couch
is he on? Who is he performing sexual favors for in Hollywood?
Hey, but at least you won't have to look through the movie and try to find R2-D2.
That's true, but this time I have to look for a triple.
Probably.
Or a Klingon.
There was a tribble in his office in the first one. There was a tribble.
Oh,
in the first Star Trek movie, there's a tribble.
Yes, but in the Star Wars movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's not supposed to be tribbles.
There would be a tribble.
All right, hold on. I understand. No, that would be not cool.
Well, R2-D2 is in Star Trek, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right.
So. Yeah.
You with us now?
I'm there.
Alrighty then.
Okay. I'm tired. I'm a little slow today.
So George Lucas, you know, gave the blessing, said it's fantastic. He thinks that Abrams is an exciting filmmaker. He believes that the saga's in good hands. Of course, this is the same man that gave us the prequel trilogy. I'm not going to hold that against him. I mean, he picked, you know, he had a he was right with Empire to give that to somebody else.
Oh, God, yes, of course.
So that's all we could say is that.
So stayed with that theory.
I know deep down we all wanted it to be Joss Whedon. I know deep down we all did.
Oh, God.
But J.J. Abrams gets
a good second.
Gets everything with Star in it.
Christopher
Star
Nolan.
Starman is going to be redone with J.J. Abrams.
Oh, is it?
Stargate's going to be redone with J.J.
No, he's just saying. Starship Troopers.
Star 80.
Ooh, good call.
Thank you.
Good call, sir. Dorothy Stratton. Yeah. All right. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's your story.
I actually changed my news story at the last second, but I've sent you the link. It's cool.
Hopefully.
There's a new video streaming format that could cut bandwidth usage. Okay, here, let me just say it. The United Nations Telecommunications Agency says that they've agreed upon a new compression format, authorized it, that could dramatically cut the amount of internet bandwidth used by video files. It's a codec known as H.265, and it would require half the amount of data needed by its predecessor. So this is a new video codec has been approved out on the market, and it could be dramatically faster movie downloads and higher quality video streaming. So the next wave of innovation.
The what now?
The H.265 codec.
What was the unitard thing you were saying?
United Nations.
Oh. The United Nations Telecommunications Agency.
From then, an even greater force emerged. The Un. And the Un. Un-Nazi'd the world. Forever.
So that's good times.
Good job, since I threw that at you at the total last second.
I know, right? I was like, wow, okay. So
I've got something for that. All right. President of production of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige,
Flamange.
Okay. His cheesy guy. Wants fans to know that his eyes are already set after Marvel's current phase two of movie releases. You know that the phase two has got Iron Man 3, Captain America 2, Thor 2, Avengers 2, and Guardians of the Galaxy, somehow.
Sure, because people want to have squirrels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They say that they're currently going to be working on the movies for Phase 3, which are going to include Ant-Man and Doctor Strange.
But which Ant-Man?
Don't know.
See, because I'm thinking they're going to go like the newer one.
Versus the one who slaps his wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to go with the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent guy who gets the costume, gets the tech and starts using it. And it's not quite a Deadpool thing, but it's sort of a smart-ass, sort of self-referential thing.
Sort of, yeah.
Because that's probably going to be easier to do than to actually make a Deadpool movie. Because to make a Deadpool movie, it's going to have to be rated R.
Oh, of
course.
Like
a Wolverine movie should be.
Yes.
Okay. Doctor Strange, got to be better than the TV movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the live action Doctor Strange TV movie?
I think I do.
I absolutely remember that because it was comic books on TV. So it was like, ooh, wow, look at that. Yeah, yeah. Doctor Strange. It was the 70s. It was a little, it was a little disco.
Little acid little, drop there.
It was a little, shirts open up a little bit. Uh-huh. He's got a medallion already. He's Doctor Strange.
Hey, of course.
Although they did have a very, for the 70s, sexy demon lady. So,
oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, that's very nice. Good that's times. What's important.
Indeed. So, what the hell were we even talking about?
Ant-Man, Doctor Strange.
Indeed. And, you know, if you want to learn all about that and other things, because there's other things to learn, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, the forums at geekradiodaily.com. In fact, go see the picture of Doctor Who meeting Inspector Spacetime. I guarantee you that you're going to love it.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed. Dear everyone, you want a battle of the birds in the Super Bowl? I want all podcasters to be as cute as the Flintstress.
Aww.
Guess we all have to get used to disappointment. Wait. There's parentheses, which I didn't read because it was in parentheses, but yes. I guess now's the time. Again, disregard of Baltimore beats New England. Love you guys, Sam.
Aww.
Oh, God, Sam, really, you make it too easy sometimes.
You can't send a message and say, never mind. I take
never
it back.
Never mind.
Yeah, I would think not.
I've got a message. It says, here's a quick addition to your worst of list. Okay. In video games, you should have named War Z.
Oh, yeah, the War Z. Okay.
It has,
War Z.
And I don't remember ever hearing about that one. I guess Z for zombies is a World War Z, a game that goes
No, it's not.
Okay, so they couldn't make a game that tied in like that.
The Daisy is a game, not the Daisy.
Daisy,
you know, they had a zombie. It's a zombie game. It's not World War Z, but it it kind of is. But it's quite fun. It's quite awesome, and it's on Steam. WarZ, which is not made by anybody that had anything to do with the other game, comes out and immediately pissed off a bunch of fans. It was all over Reddit.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about this.
So this listener said, it has all the ingredients, bad design, tiny maps, microtransactions abound, features that are listed that are not actually in the game, and blatantly ripping off of the day, Z. Executives blame the fans, deleting user forum posts on Steam. Valve pulls the game, and Paramount claims patent infringement. Whew. At the end of the day, it was a bad game, and that is from Cal. P.S. Gangnam Style did not get nominated.
There were things that were worse.
There were much worse songs. That's one of those things. Yeah, you know what's coming.
I couldn't understand it enough to...
We read the Korean to English translation.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, no. I'm obsessed with Kingdom Style.
Of course you are.
It's a deep, deep movie. It's a deep movie. All right. I'll give Archer another try when I get through X-Files again. So it'll be in a couple of months. I'm still in season 3. That's from Ryan. Well, Ryan, you don't have to go through that many more seasons of X-Files, really, because they're going to get bad. You know? About five more? Yeah. They're going to get bad. Yeah, so you know, there's that.
Isn't that when Xena gets on there?
Dear everyone. God damn it.
Hi, Sam.
Love Sam. Sam, right here, man. This is why.
Yes.
This is what gets you so much.
Yeah.
When for seasons now, you've tried to make fun of me and the Redskins, and I'm like, I know. Uh-huh. I could agree with you. Mm-hmm. I could agree with you, Sam, about the things that you saw quite plainly on the field not being perfect. I could see that because I'm a football fan.
Yes.
I love my team, and I could admit it.
However, the
lengths you went through to defend Tom, I'm going to slide and try to kick the guy who's jumping over me, Brady.
Yeah.
The lengths you'll go through to defend that man just shows me the unrequited love that you have for that team and the things you would do for them.
The love that speaks, dare not speak its name.
I'm just saying, Sam, that when you look over...
He will not be named.
When you look at us and you go...
I'm not gay.
I'll go for the damn Patriots. I'm pretty sure you are because this is not rational, Sam. That's right.
He's not gay, but he'd be gay for Brady.
And he probably stopped listening minutes ago.
Oh, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I can point out here and now, and for all the other New England fans this pisses off, fine, but here you go. Man, you guys really can't get that together ever since we all found out about y'all's asses spying like crazy little. They have not.
Yeah.
They have not. And it's beautiful. So it's only right that you fall. And no matter what happens next week, it'll be the Ravens playing. Do you remember how wonderful it was? It was a Geek Label thing. It was back at Geek Label
when
Sam called, I believe, in the first half of the Super Bowl versus the Jets, the Patriots and the Jets.
Not the Super Bowl.
Yes, years ago.
They're both AFC teams. They were playing divisional championship.
Who the hell was the... What is...
Giants.
Whatever. They're both in New Jersey, right? So what does it matter? Whatever.
The Giants.
It was a Manning or something, right?
Yes. No. Yes, it was.
Okay, because the only time I ever pulled for Manning. Well, Bruce had to make sure that we were... New York.
Who could it be?
Sam called in the first half.
Yeah.
Talking because that was their undefeated season.
Yes.
And he was just raving.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't remember losing. So I got to play that. I got to play him talking shit for like a good solid minute of just talking shit, man. Uh-huh. About how they're the greatest team ever and just talking. Just.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sam, just.
Oh, yeah.
You got By take the good, you take the bad, you take them both.
And there you have.
Facts of life. So it's just that simple. Just that simple. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch Result at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could be someone to send a voicemail to the dusty line that is
510-GRD-CREW.
That's what now?
510-GRD-CREW.
Calling online.
Now, with a look at the many places you can go to get your geek on.
Are you sure this is a sci-fi convention? It's full of nerds.
It's the GRD Con Report.
It's the GRD Con Report telling you all the places that you can go and get your geek on, such as in February 1st through 3rd, you can go to Redmond, Washington and go to Fool's Cap 2013 and Potlatch 22, which is having the exact same hotel.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They did, I don't two cons
Must
going on the same place.
For the price of one, or? For,
well, I don't know. Yeah, well, maybe. Dragon Con did that.
See.
Dragon Con did that like years and years and years
sure.
ago. Sure. All right. Super Con 20 in Hastings, New Mexico. No, Minnesota. Sorry. Oh. Sorry, NN and
okay.
MM got discounted.
You just sent people to the wrong place, man.
Well, you're standing there. And it's, would you say Minnesota instead of New Mexico? It's freezing.
Bruce said this is the con.
It's supposed to be Minnesota. Sorry, and
then they didn't bring a jacket, Bruce.
Oh, Temple Con, which is in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. February 7th through the 10th, you've got Capricorn, number 33, in Wheeling, Illinois, where you get all your Capras. That's a good time. 8 to 10 is going to be ShivaCon in Roanoke, Virginia. Roanoke just has all the cons.
Yeah.
Just every other week.
Haven't you been to that one before? Or someone's been to that one before?
ShivaCon?
No.
I don't know.
They wanted us to go years ago. So.
Oh, that was that one?
Yeah, that was that one.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guys. You were on the same weekend as something else.
Yeah. I think it was actually RavenCon or something.
StellarCon.
Yeah, Stellar RavenCon moves around a lot, too.
7th through the 10th, also AlmaCon and Alma. Me.
It says me. It's Michigan.
It says
it's
me.
It's
me.
Wait, when is StellarCon? That should be on this list, right?
I'd have
no.
to look.
Okay.
And the weekend of the 15th through the 17th. Sorry, were you finished?
No, yes, I was. So okay. That's why I said, you know, and looked over at you.
We've got Bosque 150. It's like Boscone is all one word, or maybe it's Boscone. It's probably Boscone or Boscone. I don't know. I'm saying
it's
totally
Boscone.
A Boscone. But it's in Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Boscone.
Boscone.
It's Boscone.
It's wicked awesome, though, whatever
it's,
it is.
Totally it's a wicked pizza.
Also that weekend, Farpoint is there in Timonium. Farpoint Convention is in Timonium, Maryland. That's a good one. I know a lot of people who go to that one. Also, there's Gallifrey One, a Doctor Who convention in Los Angeles, California. And then RadCon is in Pasco, Washington.
And the final weekend of the month, the 22nd through the 24th, is Mysticon.
I've heard of that.
I've heard of that one, too. There's going to be some really, really cool people there. And us.
And two of us, anyway, are having breakfast with the doctor.
StellarCon is in March, FYI.
Yes.
Okay,
first
keep going.
Of March.
Conclave is in Bowling Green.
Conclave! You guys throw hella great parties.
Yeah, did they ever get
That's
the dodo back?
You're
That's
getting Cap-Clave. That mixed up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does the Damn it. Yeah, did the dodo get back? How is it we keep forgetting to check on the overall status
of the dodo?
Yeah.
Damn it. Wizard World Oregon Comic Con is in Portland, Oregon, and it is going to be awesome. I'm sure.
In fact, you could say it's going to be. So there.
That's my favorite one.
Okay, I'm glad you enjoyed it. So kick back, relax, start getting your travel plans ready, and we'll be right back to talk about something completely different in just a moment.
A monumental tragedy has befallen the clan of Ianor, an ancient brotherhood of elven warriors. Their beloved leader, Master Trin, has been captured by a cutthroat gang of bandits known as the Steel Claw. Yet this is not the darkest of their tidings. The relic under the clan's safekeeping, a weapon of terrible power forged by the gods themselves, is also missing. The Ianor dispatch Aeonan, a headstrong elder, and a young, talented apprentice tried to rescue the master and the relic by infiltrating the bandit stronghold, the formidable fortress of Toppledom. Allegiances will be twisted, the fates of many will be set into motion, and the destiny of one will be realized. Of Thieves and Elves, a 2013 Epic eBook Awards finalist, is the latest action-packed adventure by fantasy author A.P. Stevens, brought to life as a new hard-hitting audiobook narrated by Michael Roger Lane. Join the quest today of Thieves and Elves, available now on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon.
Hey, this is Ben Browder at Dragon Con, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Rock on!
His power was born in a cosmic storm. Every molecule charged with might. Powers that enable him to change his molecular structure to steel, to granite, or whatever the need requires. The great desire to serve his country in the cause of justice has brought James Norcross to the highest office in the land as Super President. Super President!
computers may be twice as fast as they were in 1973, but your average voter is as drunk and stupid as ever. The only one who's changed is me. I've become bitter, and let's face it, crazy over the years. And once I'm swept into office, I'll sell our children's organs to zoos for meat, and I'll go into people's houses at night and wreck up the place.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tricky Dick.
Hi, and welcome back to JRD's weekly episode
185.
And yes, we just had like an inauguration, and President's Day is coming up here in the US. So,
yeah, and I got it.
Yeah,
I was just laughing. At the
joke. Usified the Nazi. No, that didn't work that way at all.
Unified.
So yeah, geeky presidents, and I'm sorry, but what better place to start than who would have to be the geekiest president of them all? James Norcross. He was super president.
Yes, I never saw it.
This was a cartoon series that ran from like my birthday, September 16th, but of 1967.
A few years before you.
To December 28th of 1968. There were 30 episodes in total. And if you could tell from the horrible, horrible opening song, James Norcross is given superpowers by like a cosmic storm because it worked for the Fantastic Four. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's getting cosmic
and
powers.
And he was sort of, you know, metamorpho because he could change his body into any kind of, you know,
material
that he needed. And he fought people and he was the president. And only his like... his little pipe smoking advisor friend knew that he was really that. Yeah, yeah. Only he knew that James Norcross was super president. The character's name was Super President.
But did he at least wear glasses and have like a cowl of hair so no one would know who he was?
Oh my God! But like nobody
ass off.
Nobody ever knew.
The president doesn't legislate; he enforces.
Yeah, they can veto something.
You know, he had a futuristic automobile aircraft submarine. It was the Omnicar.
Omnicar. So,
was it at least Omnicar 1?
It was just Omnicar.
Is this worth watching in MST-ing or is it terrible?
Oh, definitely worth MST-ing.
It's definitely, yeah.
Oh, you got it. Oh. Yeah, this sounds so bad it has to be.
It is pretty bad. So that was obviously like the first thing that I thought of. I didn't go to, you know, great presidential actual real people from history who were geeks.
The first thing
I thought of.
Oh no, no, no.
That Obama is pretty geeky though. You know, the whole whole thing with the Death Star and there's been you know, Photoshop pictures of him as a wizard.
There's been an actual picture of him with a lightsaber, so not an actual lightsaber though.
Oh, yeah,
I
want to
make sure you understand
that.
Oh.
The first one I thought of was Jack Nicholson plays President James Dale in Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Now, what made him stick out for you?
Hated that movie, but he was so funny.
You hated it?
Are you kidding me? That movie was horrid.
I want the people to know that they still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad.
Not at all. And Jack plays 2 different characters completely unrelated in this movie because I think they ran out of money to buy a second actor.
Could have been. He's the shysty tycoon, weird swindler, biggest guy.
Yeah, but with the cowboy hat. Yeah.
I don't know that I've actually ever seen this movie.
I
loved Mars Attacks. It is a silly, silly film.
The end of
I
the
like
movie.
A silly film.
The end of the movie. Tom Jones gets up and starts singing.
I might actually watch it.
No, you won't.
I do like Tom Jones though.
It's
not unusual.
Yes, yes, that's what he does at the end of the freaking
movie. That's his song.
Yeah,
that's his.
Why?
Because it's not unusual to be loved by anyone, Bruce.
Okay, it's also made in 1996.
And?
It's a timeless classic.
No,
that didn't stop Carlton Banks.
Timeless.
That didn't stop Carlton Banks. Thank you very damn much.
That was crap.
Why do you hate movies?
And music.
And Tom
All
Jones.
All things good. So I jumped around. You've heard we've played drops. So of course I have to mention, I don't know how geeky he actually was, but I think the overall geek culture and the way it brought everybody so incredibly, all these wonderful devices that made us all stupid because don't know anything worked, eventually that led to the world that was led by President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
Yes!
In Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Indeed. I can't...
That movie. Because they wanted to make Luke Wilson the president because he was the smartest guy
yes.
of all whoever was left, and then Yeah, we need to watch that movie again. It's
President
been a little,
not care.
Wow.
We certainly do.
Ow, my balls to. Is the TV. And, you know, Brando is what plants crave.
Yes.
And, you know, it's obviously a steamrolled nth degree decline of society. This is where we're going to end up. But, you know, you look at things like the Jersey Shore. And, I mean, you know, it's not that far away from Ow, my balls.
Buckwild.
Yeah. So it's just kind of, it's definitely a worst case scenario. This could possibly happen sort of movie.
Welcome to the time machine. We are going to take you back first to the year 1939, when Charlie Chaplin and his evil Nazi regime enslaved Europe and tried to take over the world.
That's what happened in Iron Sky.
Exactly.
Which also had a pretty fun president, you know, when she's just kind of at the end like, well, we got there first, it's ours, and just kind of, you know, her president wasn't too far from our president from Idiocracy.
True. She was just there for the mission, which apparently was, you know, now that we've defeated the Nazis who have been hiding on the moon,
yeah,
for these oh so
many years,
60, 90 years,
yeah.
We need to get the helium-3.
Helium-3.
The helium-3.
That they've been mining.
They've been mining it. Helium-3 is on the moon, Bruce.
Oh, wow. Hey.
And it's ours because we got there first. So, and then, you know, nuclear holocaust and the whole world blows up. Thanks.
Because the moon belongs to America. We've got the flag up
Hello.
There.
Hello.
Yeah. Duh. They claimed it. Mm-hmm.
We licked it. Dibs.
I think I'm going to go with the premise that if the actor plays a president in two different things... Then yeah. they're in the same universe.
Okay, that actually makes absolute perfect sense.
Okay.
So
okay.
Who played the president? Who qualifies for that?
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman does.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In Independence Day and the new show 1600 Penn.
Right.
Plays the president in both of them, so it's the same damn universe.
So he's got a stupid slacker stoner kid, and in like 3 years, he's going to...
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Yes, yes, it has to be.
Right, but isn't that sort of in the future? So he has a term here, and then he takes the time off and has a term again.
No, it's the rebuilding. After you think everything's rebuilding.
Oh, this is he's got a new wife.
Yeah,
he's raising his family. The
yeah.
rebuilding.
Yeah, rebuilding.
Yeah,
yeah. Everything
yeah,
like
I
that.
Like it.
Also, Stanley Anderson was the president in both Armageddon and The Rock.
All those, well, Michael Bay. So it's
yeah.
absolutely a shared
okay.
universe.
Those are definitely shared universe. So I'm going with that as far as. Something.
Sean Connery could have got back from that damn asteroid. I tell you
yeah,
what,
no
Bruce
kidding.
Willis, you
yep.
puss.
Could have happened.
Sending Ben Affleck back. What the hell is wrong? Robble.
Take well, care
Jimmy
of my
Kim-
daughter.
Jimmy Kimmel loves it still. Thanks him every day.
Whatever. Whatever.
Well, you know, we just recently watched Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, you know, so that has to put... Good old Honest Abe in the running for best geekiest president of all time.
I got another one for you, so it's okay.
All right, go ahead.
No,
I was just saying that was basically it, but it was, you know, he's definitely up there as far as deserves consideration if we are electing a geekiest president.
Ronnie Cox,
okay.
who played two different presidents, mind you, but it's still the president of the United States in Murder at 1600
right.
and Captain America.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you still had more.
What, Captain America?
Yes, the 1990 movie.
Ronnie Cox was not...
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. It says
the president?
Plays President Tom Kimball in Captain America.
Oh my
America.
God, he was the little boy and the president, and Ned Beatty's his best friend. Oh dear God, that's right. Yeah, he was the president. See, I kind of blocked that part of it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I
blocked that whole movie.
Not the whole movie.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The first 10, 12 minutes.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll go with that
first
one.
First 10, 12 minutes is pretty damn decent.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he did grow up to be the... That's right, I forgot Ned Beatty was the reporter. He was not the reporter. He was the president. How about that? Huh, and you were in the Captain America movie. Huh. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lex Luthor was president of the United States in the DC universe.
Yes, he was.
So, I mean, you know, there's that. You know, he promised everyone a flying car in their garage. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he helped out Batman after the earthquake in Gotham City led to No Man's Land. So, President Luthor there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cleaning up, trying to get people back to work, of course, you know. Yeah, he did quite well handling the Imperix War, so good stuff there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a president should ever have a mech.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Well, you know...
Unless everyone gets to have a mech, and then I'm okay with it.
In 1991...
or even if just I get to have a mech.
Would it be Army One? Shut up. Or Mech 1.
Mech 1.
Jesus, really?
In 1991, when DC did their Armageddon 2001 summer little crossover, all the annuals were that. One of the Superman annuals, Wave Rider got to see an alternate timeline where Superman becomes president. Dare you almost say emperor?
Possibly.
Yes, yes. Sort of ruling, you know, a little more heavy-handed. So that was an interesting thing to see, that overall Lex Luthor was a better president than Superman was.
Wow.
So how about that? Who saw that coming? He was no super president, I tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Well, he couldn't turn his... Well, back, you know, pre-crisis he could. But well, But who wants to turn a stone when you're invulnerable? Come on,
exactly.
Seriously.
That's stupid.
That's stupid.
Stupid.
All right. Gene Hackman. In Absolute Power and former president in Welcome to Mooseport.
Welcome to Mooseport, yeah. So that's...
Same universe. Same universe. So with Louis Gossett Jr.
Okay.
In Left Behind, World at War, and Solar Attack. Both came out in the same year, too. So they have to be the same universe.
He was in Left Behind.
Left Behind, World at War. Yeah.
Oh, that's not even the first one, is it?
I don't think so.
Wow. How many more people can there be left behind in that storytelling universe?
Is a good
question. You know, he really did well considering the all the damage to SeaWorld with the shark there. Louis Gossett Jr.
Hey, he can still have a career after Matthew Starr.
The powers of Matthew Starr.
Yes.
If you speak bad about that, you might as well be spitting on Mr. Merlin, for the love of God. What the hell's wrong with you, sir? Next, you're going to tell me square pegs don't go into round holes. You just stop it here, sir. Pull over to the side of the road.
You have to get off the plane there.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, in the upper echelon of geeky presidents has to be Richard Milhouse Nixon, because he's the only president who's ever served, five terms
five
now? Five terms, and one of them in a robot body. So, right away, the man was a robot. You know,
okay, well,
nobody can be elected president more than five. Now okay. I have a robot body. With my head in a jar.
I thought you were actually going to go with the Watchmen reference there for the four times.
You know, that's funny. No. It was because there was...
Five times in Futurama.
Right.
Four times in Watchmen.
Damn. So we should have just kept making Nixon president. All great sci-fi keeps telling us this.
Nothing could have gone wrong there.
Really?
Nothing.
Really? Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely.
Nothing as light as you can imagine.
We already, anytime we're talking about any kind of scandal, it's always whatever gate.
Frankly, I've never felt voting to be all that essential to the process.
No kidding, Ford.
Yeah. Nixon, wow, what a career he's been able to have since then. He's helped future Earth quite well, I would think. So there's that. Anybody else want to throw out a geeky president?
Sure. I like doing the two presidents, the same actor playing president, two different
movies. That's cool. I didn't even think of that.
I love this. It's Beau Bridges in Stargate SG-1.
Okay.
And 10.5.
Oh, which was probably caused by all the holes
exactly.
in the universe.
Exactly.
Damn it, see.
Exactly.
I'm good at this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at this. All right. I would have to say, if we put all the cards on the table here and now,
okay,
the geekiest president would have to be Captain America. Because Captain America, issue 250, Cap was asked to run as president of the new Populist Party and said no. But then 6 months later in What If number 26, What If Cap had run for president? So he did. And he ran against Jimmy Carter, who points out, you know, Cap's lack of experience.
Yeah.
And he also runs against Reagan, who points out, hey, this guy's wearing a mask. Everybody, KGB, maybe he's wearing a mask.
Hey, I've punched Hitler 200 times. Okay.
I don't know that you did. Somebody wearing that mask did. Mm-hmm. He gets, you know, it's a landslide. Captain America becomes president.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He does. I have that What If issue. I do have issue. Oh, hell yeah, I do. He takes off his mask and tells everybody who he is. And for most of the nation, it's like, and?
Yeah.
And for like a few key people, it's like, oh, my God, Steve Rogers is Captain America. Canada and Mexico join the United States.
Wow.
Somehow, since Cap is president, we get like solar energy, like for everything. Like everything runs on solar energy.
Hey.
In fact, our weapons do. We've developed
weapons
that run on solar power.
You charge it up.
Oh,
exactly.
Fine.
And of course, because we keep, you know, helping out, we keep helping out all these, like, you know, Contras or whatnot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it that one of them is secretly the Red Skull? Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Dun, 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 dun.
Of course it is. In 1995, in the last Avengers, it tells a possible alternate future for Captain America, in which, yeah, it's he gets to become the president. He leaves his life as a superhero and is the president and is quite well until he is shot, seemingly killed in his third term. Huh?
Uh-huh.
So it Captain America is Nixon.
Yes.
See, we've proved here beyond a shadow of a doubt. Cap is not dead, but of course, once again, suspended animation until they can find the right proper restorative healing ice to bring him back to life again. And then just last year in the Ultimates, Cap becomes president in that. Not a what if. He's actually gets to be president in the Ultimates universe.
Wow.
Is a write-in candidate. People write in Captain America. So there you go.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
We all should.
We'll do that next time.
Because Captain America is, you know, he's not part of any, you know, one political party. He's a social moderate, fiscally conservative candidate who I believe would have a strong arm, you know, in national defense.
Holding that shield.
Yeah. Damn. When Captain America throws his mic, President America.
Well, it's super president.
He's better than super president.
Yes,
he is. That's for damn sure.
Yes, he is.
That's for damn sure.
How about this one? In 1977, we found out the identity of the 40th president of the United States, and it was Richard Pryor.
What the hell are you talking about?
The Richard Pryor Show in 1977.
Oh, that's right.
Came up with the 40th president of the United States. Mind you, they were back in what?
75, mid-70s? I've got the DVD sitting in there on my shelf.
It was 77, but back then.
77? Wow.
Yeah, 77, but that would have been Jimmy Carter, so he was like the 38th president of the United States.
Sure.
Something like that.
I don't know.
He was going to be the 40th president of the United States. They only got it off by about four presidents.
So close.
Yeah.
Damn, they were so close.
So close.
Over at Techie Dad, it's a fantastic, fun little place. It's from fatherhood to photography, computers to cooking, you know, getting all the stuff together.
Okay.
He took, you know, the Think Geek Geek Zodiac chart that they made?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I have to think about seeing it.
He broke down the presidents according to their Think Geek.
It's kind of like the Chinese New Year calendar where it's like based on when you were born.
Oh, yeah,
you're either
like a
treasure hunter or a samurai or an astronaut, spy, time traveler, robot, wizard, alien, superhero, undead / slayer, or pirate.
Indeed.
And it all goes based on the year that you were born.
Okay.
So currently, for those of you that might be wondering, our current president, one Mr. Barack Obama, happens to be... It's just how that works. And our last wizard president was Ford, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Ford.
Our first president.
He got to be president without ever being elected.
Our first president of robot, wizard, alien, superhero, undead slayer, pirate, DiCaggio, time traveler, spy, astronaut, ninja samurai, treasure hunter. What would you say George Washington would be?
Treasure hunter.
See, that's what you would think in your heart, but he was born... Robot.
Really?
George Washington
was born a robot.
Robot.
Wow.
He had wooden teeth. That was probably as sophisticated
as
the robot.
As steampunk as I got back then.
It might also surprise you to know that George Herbert Walker Bush and Jimmy Carter were both robots as well. So
Jimmy Carter, I'd buy that.
So you just have to think about that, you know, the next time you're going through there. And of course, as we talked about our one and only Mr. Abraham Lincoln, our vampire hunter, you'd think he'd be undead slayer? No. No?
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 No.
He was born as a pirate, born under the side of a pirate.
Really?
Indeed. Indeed. In fact, over on Techie Dad's site, he has some fun, interesting facts. He breaks down the chart. He's got the great big thing there. And then points out to you that James Madison was the only time traveler president. Only we ever had. Grover Cleveland was the only astronaut president.
Ah, wow.
And the book and the movie were both... That's that one. No, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. No, I did that one. No, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush were both ninjas or samurais. Ninja/samurai.
Wow. Now, you would have been a treasure hunter based on it. I would have been the Zaikaju. And what was your birth year?
I've been a treasure hunter, too.
Same
year.
I couldn't remember. I thought so. Where's that treasure at, yo?
I'm still hunting it
right now. We have three alien presidents. Martin Van Buren, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and James Monroe.
Explains a lot.
It does explain a lot. Three most popular groups for presidents, each group having five, would be treasure hunters, pirates, and of course, Bruce, what is the other one? What is the one?
Wizard!
You're goddamn right it is. You're goddamn right it is. Now, I actually looked. I kid you not. I did try to do some research to find, like, what's a geeky president? Who was a geeky president?
Yeah.
Maybe they just called them, you know, nerds or something else back in the day.
Yeah.
But nothing really came up for that. They just kept telling me, hey, you know, Indiana Jones was the president in Air Force One. Like, geez. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Get off my plane. Where's my wife? Where is she?
Where's my Metamucil?
Oh.
So would the American people ever actually vote a geek into presidency?
If he did not run on a geek ticket, possibly.
Well, here's the thing. In order to be, a lot of geeks are eloquent. I mean, there's some very Thank dynamic you. Hello. Geeks. You also have to have a certain camera appeal. You know, so not maybe like your typical Dungeon and Dragon playing, basement dwelling, you know, like the stereotype of geek.
Okay.
And I'm just saying the comic book guy from The Simpsons, right? Yes. He doesn't get to be president.
Worst president ever.
Right.
I think, a D&D president would be awesome.
A D&D president, yes, would be awesome. Because you would make decisions. Charisma.
Let me check my polyhedral dice. Turns out I have frost giant strength. Look it up.
Wow. That's nice. Pretty good. Actually, he got to be president, too.
That's yes.
But, yeah. You know, and a lot of geeks who embrace science and reason mm-hmm. and logic, mm-hmm. you know, would be very good leaders of our society. You know, so that's certainly – but it's somewhat polarizing when it comes to politics. You know, the whole science versus religion and all this, you know, the kind of stuff that's going on.
Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Exactly. So, you know, if he had to pick – if they asked him, if a reporter asked him or her who was running for president and they had to pick one another, I mean, they'd instantly lose like half of the geek community, I guess. You pick Star Wars or Star Trek.
Then you have to be pro JJ.
So JJ Abrams is going to be the president to bring us all together.
Yes.
Oh. If he could bring together Star Trek.
Joss Whedon for president. Who would we most like who's a famous person to be president?
Okay. Hang on. If Joss Whedon becomes president of the United States, the first thing he's going to do is assassinate Murdoch.
Okay. Okay.
Seriously. That's the first thing I do.
With you.
Okay.
Keep going. Yeah.
Second thing he would do.
Yeah.
He would probably make Nathan Fillion's birthday a national holiday.
He'd put him in NPH on the cabinet.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Secretary of
Awesomeness. Yeah. The Secretary of Awesomeness and the Secretary of Dudeness. Yeah. We're just making this up, people. Just go with it, all right?
How does a supposed nerd not know the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek?
That's
good. Stephen Colbert would make a pretty good president.
He would make a pretty good president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jon Stewart. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Let's make him president.
Oh, that would be. Oh, my God. Jon Stewart would be president. I think I would go with Stephen Colbert being his vice president.
Okay, that's just too weird now.
And here's the toss. Your moment of zen.
What? Sure. But then they'd
end every step. Every.
It would be like
every presidential address, yeah.
They'd rule as two kings. They would poison each other. It's exactly how that would work. Sorry. That'd be
and a smaller scepter for KG.
So exactly. So you've got to tell us who would be the best geeky president. Who was the best geeky president? Because none of us did homework like that to be able to figure that shit out. That took far more research than Wikipedia really was able to offer me.
But I think it's our presidents are just going to get geekier as the mainstream America just gets inundated with geek.
Remember what a big deal it was? And this shows you how much time has passed now, how quickly time is ancient with technology. Yeah. Remember what a big deal it was because Barack Obama would not give up his BlackBerry?
Oh, right. I was just about to talk about that, too. He wouldn't give up. Oh, well, nope. We have to make a special, you know, encrypted version of it.
And then the government got involved, and now BlackBerry's out of business. Damn it, government!
Can we get them to get, like, Apple?
Each
next?
And every time.
Oh,
what? I don't like Apple. Sorry. I don't like Apple.
What did they do to you?
I've had to work on one once. Yeah, that was it.
Wow.
Good enough.
Okay. So that's the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com, who once again has just put his show right into the toilet for us. Thanks, Bruce.
No, this
You're
is a good show.
You're welcome.
No, it was fantastic. Dun, the damn well knew it was. Dun, 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 dun. So, hey, thanks for dropping by. GOD's License of Creative Commons Attribution Not Commercial Under Works 3.0 license, and I like to say that as fast as I can to see if you can actually hear it. Does anyone actually slow it down and play it back? I bet I sound creepy if you do. So anyway.
Stain 3.0.
So drop by Facebook, Twitter, the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers all at geekradiodaily.com, or send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
That's where now?
510-GRD-CREW.
See you in a week.
Vote for Pedro.
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 What ruthless madmen could have done this to us?
The United States government.
The president is having a bad day.
Bobby, watch out!
First, the economy down the tubes.
Now I know why they call you Madam Speaker. You never shut the f*** up.
China is ready to take over this mother.
Chimerica.
Now the man done got himself bitten by a werewolf and is on a killing rampage through Washington, D.C. Oh, no, he didn't.
Where were you between the hours of 2 and 3:30 a.m. this morning?
I was volunteering at a school for blind, deaf mutes who would be happy to corroborate my story, except that they are blind, deaf mutes and wouldn't know if I were there even if I had been, which I was.
This movie is fun and funky fresh. The politicians want deadlock. Well, he gonna give him the deadlock. Hell to the teeth. President Wolfman, a Stag Films production.
You're not angry at me?
No. If I had been, you'd be face down in that gutter in a puddle of blood.
You're my politician. I watch it. Commander Inch.